And the Spirit will guide you. The Spirit will teach you. And the Spirit will be there for you. And I think this morning what God wants to do is He wants to bring the Spirit this morning so that He can sit in front of our feet. It's a difficult thing to imagine. God being here, and I think it's just He wants to serve us sometimes as well. And everything of this, all of this that I'm reading now, I can read everything, but if there wasn't a resurrection, I could just, might as well this morning not speak, because the resurrection is actually the power that we can stand here this morning. Because the world has a different view as we see it, and I will talk about it now a little bit about it. But the foundation of our hope provides Jesus conquered death, as we conquer death when we accept Jesus as our Savior and our King. We conquer death. Last week, I think I spoke about that the same power that resurrected Jesus out of the grave is the same power that saved us out of the darkness into the light. And that's crazy to think about it. That you were so far away that you actually was impossible to save you. Think about that. No matter what you tried, no matter what, even look, think about the Jews, what they had to do to just make sure they believe and get to God. And that wasn't even enough sometimes. And then Jesus comes and he takes away all of that in a few hours and die on the cross, and He says, you are good enough to be saved. And you were so far away that God had to go search for you. Listen to this. He had to go search for you and pull you out of darkness into the light so that you can be saved. So you were dead, like Jesus did. Crazy. It's amazing also that He came and chose you to be saved. And then still people stand, they will stand and say, Jesus is not for me. It's not the way. Acts 2 verse 24, but God raised Him from the dead, freeing Him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on Him. I want to tell you this morning, it is impossible if you choose Jesus. It is impossible for death to keep its hold on you. It is impossible. But here's the thing. You need to know who you are in Jesus. It's one thing to say, Lord, here I am. But it's another thing to walk in that presence and stay in that presence. Because if you think this morning, I'm fine, I probably never, Axel dalk nooit van die pad af gaan, I probably will never go off the road. If you ever think that, as jy ooit so dink, you're in a dangerous place. Jy's in 'n gevaarlike plek. Vra my, ek weet. Okay. And sometimes we go back to who we were, and it happened to me, and sometimes the only thing in that moment, you get to a stage where you come and say, okay, I'm dying now. Literally. Ek is besig om dood te gaan. In my gees. En dan kom 'n mens weer op 'n plek wat jy besef, yes, Here, asseblief, please God, just. En dan sê die Here, here I am. And He takes you out of darkness again. And He puts you back in light. Partykeer verstaan ons dit nie. Ons dink ons gaan hierdie pad stap, is 'n wonderlike pad, maar partykeer het die vyand ook. Die woord sê hy loop soos 'n brullende leeu rond. And when He takes you out of that place, This is the thing that I struggled with for a very long time is, who am I that he chose me? And this is the thing. And I want you to listen to this morning. Was Jan David? Kom maar terug gitaar toe. Sorry dan David. Ek voel net dat die Here vanoggend wil bedien. Ek het klomp goedjies kort gesny, so. Hoe dink jy sien die Here jou? How do you think God sees you? Come on. You know the most people we struggle with is they struggle in life because they do not understand how God sees them. What do you think God thinks about you? Jy al ooit gedinke aan? Wat het jy gedink dink die Here oor jou? Besef jy dat nog voor jy gebore was, het iemand jou lief gehad? Hou vas aan dit. He loved you before you were born. He knew your name before he made this earth. Voordat die aarde gemaak het, het hy al jou naam geken. En net hy jou lief gehad. Weet jy vanoggend dat jy sy seun en sy dogter is? Do you know that you're your son, you're his son and his daughter? Hoe voel jy oor jou kinders? How do you feel about your kids? Hoe voel jy oor jou kinders? Party is stout en party is soet. Party is moeilik, maar jy het hulle nog steeds lief. And if you this morning make a decision for Jesus, you are forgiven of all your sins. God kyk nie meer na jou verlede nie. Die woord is baie duidelik. Hy sê, as jy die ploeg slaan en jy kyk terug, is jy nie goed genoeg vir die koninkryk nie. Dis 'n ernstige woord. Don't look back. What you did is done. Want as jy terugkyk, wat gebeur met 'n ploeg? Dan moet jy jouself weer terugbring. You are good enough. Jy is goed genoeg vir Jesus. Jy is goed genoeg. Nesie is. As jy vanoggend, as 'n ou iemand vanoggend sy lewe hier vir Jesus gee, gaan ek hom eers sê, luister gou. Gehou eers op met rook en drink, dan kom jy terug hier. Dis sê Jesus sê. Jy is goed genoeg soos jy is, want weet jy hoekom? Jy kan dit nie self doen nie. Jy kan nie self ophou rook en ophou drink nie. Can't stop drinking and smoking on your own. But Jesus. Your old identity is gone. You are viewed in his eyes as a new creation. Jy word gesien as 'n heilige, geëerde en uitverkore kind van die Here. Is dit nie mooi nie? And then here comes the amazing thing. You are viewed as his masterpiece. You are viewed. Jy vertoon as sy meesterstuk. Designed for good works and for his works. Hy het jou gevorm, jou gekies vir sy werke nou. And this is what I long for. As Abraham, God spoke over Abraham saying, you are my friend. And that's what I longed for. Being his friend. Because if you have a friend, you want to go fishing, Kenny, with a friend. You want to spend time with your friend. If your wife is your friend, you want to spend time with her. May God be your friend this morning when you leave. Mag Here vanoggend jou vriend wees as jy uit is en sê Here, ek is bereid, ek wil saam met stap. I want to walk with you. And I want to learn from you. Ek wil leer van jou. Ek wil meer van jou weet. If you've met someone, you want to know more. And more. And more. And if I do something wrong against a friend, I want to say I'm sorry. I want to keep on dying in myself so I can live for Him, for the King of Kings who chose you. En vanoggend wil die Here kom deur sy gees en hy wil net kom genees. En ek het vroeg al gevoel die Here wil iets oor ons sing. En toe het Cornel na my toe gekom en ek het sê, ek weet die Here gaan jou stuur. Just want to give your life this morning to Jesus. Don't you just want to raise your hand? Say, Lord, here I am. Say die eerste keer dalk vanoggend net jou hart wil gee vir die Here. He's waiting on you. Anyone who wants to give, just put up your hand. That's all I just want to see. So enige iemand is. You will know that He's calling you. To go into worship again, and whatever it is that wat ook al jou onrustig maak, of wat jy vanoggend vir die Here wil gee, en net sê, Here, is my vriend. Wil ek net ons gaan in worship en dan gaan ons hoor wat sê die Here.
I want to read first from John 15. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Our key again is that He loved us first. Eh? Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. I've told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It's like, whom of you guys feel complete joy? Isn't it something we all struggle with sometimes, eh? But here's the joy part of it, eh? My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Listen to verse 13, this is what I want to get to. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. And here's the promise. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
See, while Marius was talking, I know there's some of us, because sometimes I struggle with that as well. In a way, I also struggle with that while sitting there. It's like, am I really God's friend? It's like, I don't feel that way. And still in me, I feel like I need to do a few things so that I can be like Abram. Isn't it? Come on, whom of you feel like that? It's like, I want to be like Abram so that God will call me my friend. Isn't it? Like Enoch and Yerimana. And what does he say there? It's like, I loved you like the Father loved me. I've called you my friend. It's like he's the initiator of the relationship, not us. And that's the beautiful part of it, is to know that he's our friend. He is our friend. Not I'm his friend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you this morning, don't you want to respond to that? Because there's something in realizing, and that's exactly what Maurice was saying this morning, realizing who we are. And when I realize who I am, then I respond. Sien, selfs worship, selfs al hierdie goeders, ons probeer, né? Ons probeer die regte ding, ons probeer worship op so 'n manier dat ek Here sal ervaar, of op so 'n manier dat ek voel so die Here vanoggend vir jou sê, hey, respond op my liefde vir jou. Sê net dankie. Dankie dat U my vriend is. Dankie dat ek mag U vriend wees. So we're going to worship. Ek weet nie wat se liedjie het jy nie aan David, maar let's worship one more song and let's just see where the Lord goes. But don't you want to respond to the friendship that He calls us to? And in that, there's so much freedom, what God wants to do and what He did this morning already in your heart of letting go. Soos, hy het al klaar alles gedoen in die sin van, soos jou struggles en daai goed, wat ons allemaal deurgaan, is om te kan laat gaan, is om te weet dat die perfekte vriend, wat al klaar sy lewe neergelê het vir my, is in beheer van hierdie ding. Hey? Hoe bevrydend is dit om so aan te dink, dat die beste vriend wat jy ooit kan hê, beter is jou vrou, beter is jou pa, beter is jou ma, die perfekte vriend, het klaar alles uitgesort vir jou, hy is klaar besig met jou story. Don't we want to respond to that and trust Him? Amen. Let's do one more song.
Streams of grace.
Jesus. Romans 15 says that, that scripture talks about hope. And I feel like there's something on the might and the power of the Holy Spirit that will give us the perfect peace and the hope. So I feel this morning that in closing, I want to pray for us. Actually, no, I want Marius to pray for us. But if you want to be filled with the Spirit this morning, and I'm going to be bold and ask you to come forward this morning, or just move out of your seat, and you want to be filled with the Spirit and trust that God will come and give you peace and give you hope in your circumstances, that it's something that you've struggled with. And it's yet again, like you said, even with sin, it's like without the might of the Spirit, you will not be able to stop. It's like the slavery, the yoke of sin is broken because of the Spirit. So if you want to be filled with the Spirit again this morning, or for the first time, and I know it sounds, just get past our minds and get past of what we think of the charismatic church or whatever. It's like, don't you trust the Bible that says that through the might of the Spirit, through the might of the Spirit in your heart, if you humble your heart and you open your heart for that, for God to come and free you, dis deur die Gees julle, niks anders nie, nie deur jou verstaan van dinge nie, dis deur geloof om te sê, Here, ek het U Gees nodig. Ek het U Gees nodig. So as jy wil, en jy vertrou die Here vir dit, ek wil jou nie manipuleer om vorentoe te kom vanoggend nie, maar ek wil vir jou vra, as jy geloof het vir dit, kom vorentoe. Ek wil vra dat Marius vir ons bid.
Fonteine van lewende water sal uit jou binneste kom. Dis wat ek voel. Charles sê, Heilige Gees, bid vir Heilige Gees. Toe ervaar ek so, die Here sê, as jy dit ontvang, sal die lewe van die water van fonteine uit jou uitspruit. He will fill you this morning, that your cup might overflow. Jesus, we go and just stand here. We just want to trust you, Lord, that you will just come and fill us now with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Just something on what Morris said now. We're going to still pray again, but I feel something now. When he said it, Julle, ons kan so vinnig moan en kerm en kla in vandagse tyd. Daar's iets wat ons moet besef in ons lewens. Dat as jy weet, jy neig om te kla en te moan en te kerm, en die lewe is swaar en ek is te besig en al hierdie goed, klink dit soos lewende water. Kom aan. Klink dit soos lewende water. Is jy daar mee okay daarmee om te besef dat jy is nie vol van die Here nie? Dat jy het hom nodig. Is jy okay met daai besef? Ek het die laaste paar weke het ek so baie agtergekom in my lewe waar ek deceived is en goeders wat ek mis, and I've been serving the Lord for a while, full time, and I struggle. It's like living waters need to flow out of my being. Why? Because I'm filled with the Spirit. Your brain can't figure this thing out. Trust God.
Yeah. If you need a friend, he's gonna fill you this morning. He wants to change your life. Jesus wil jou lewe vanoggend kom verander en kom bid vir die Heilige Gees. Heilige Gees, kom vul ons net, Here. Just, we're so empty sometimes, empty vessels sometimes, Lord, and we just want to pray, fill us with your Spirit this morning, that this cup that's standing here in front of you, if you want to receive the Spirit, just open your hands, I mean, just receive it. Just this empty cup this morning, Lord, just come and fill us with your water, with the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray this morning. thank you, Lord, that you see us, that you know us by name. I want to pray now that as we receive the Holy Spirit, that we will walk the walk with you, Lord. I want to pray now that eyes will be open that are shut. Minds will change. I want to pray now, Holy Spirit, that you will open ears so that they will hear when you are talking, Lord. I want to ask you this morning, Lord, that you will come and change the way we think about you. I want to pray, Lord, that even when we spend time with you, Lord, we will see you differently. We will think about you differently. That the Holy Spirit, Lord, will just all that dirt that's in there, I just see that the Holy Spirit now coming, filling the glass until all that dirt in the glass is out. Fill us, Lord, fill us. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. More of you, Lord, less of us. More, Lord, more. Nog, Here, nog, nog. Vul ons, Here. Vul ons, Here. Al die skille van ons oor af. Rig ons voetstappe, Here. Thank you, Lord. Ek ervaar so dat, ja, ek ervaar erg hoe Jesus vanoggend hier is. En, as jy enige iemand is wat die Here vertrou vanoggend vir genesing, wil ek nou ook bid vir dit. En as dit jy is, sit net jou hande uit. Heilige Gees, ons kom bid sommer vanoggend, Here, vir die wat siek is, Here, of het geestelik is, of het fysisk is, Here, in die naam van Jesus, kom genees. Kom genees, in die naam van Jesus. U het al reeds aan die kruis gesterf vir dit. You already died on the cross for our sins and for sickness as well. Here, ek kom bid net dit. As hier iemand is vanoggend wat u vertrou, Heilige Gees, ja, kom vir daai persoon in Jesus se naam. In Jesus se naam. En dan ervaar ek ook as jy vanoggend aan depressie ly, sê die Here nou swaar op my hart dat die Here jou vanoggend sal kom bevry van dit. Kan ek wil vir dit ook bid. Want dit is swaar. Ek is deur dit. Here, elke ketting wat ons vasthou vanoggend, kom breek dit. In die naam van Jesus. Elke wêreldse ding wat ons vasthou vanoggend, kom breek dit in die naam van Jesus. Want waar U is, Here, is daar vryheid. Where you are, Lord, there is freedom. And I want to just pray this morning for freedom. Set people free this morning of the way we think and of depression. In the name of Jesus, I pray that. Thank you, Lord. And, gaan ek afsluit. Ek is lus vir koffie. Dankie, Jesus, net vir vanoggend. Dankie vir die goedheid. Thank you, Lord, that you are great and you are king. Even though we don't deserve it, you still love us. You chose us. You gave us a new identity. And we know this morning who we are in you. So I want to pray that everyone here this morning has found a friend in Jesus. Amen. Daar's koffie. Is jy nie koffie drinkie? Daar's tee. As daar enig iemand wat nog gebed nodig het, as ons hier voor. En dan, daar is 10 Sondag, 9:00.